American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 549. Here is the translated text as follows. Jacob Leisler, 517. Hoped they would act as such. Turning to Milborn, he exclaimed, "Why must you die? You have been but as a servant doing my will. And as I am a dying man, I declare before God and the world that what I have done was for King William and Queen Mary, the defense of the Protestant religion, and the good of the country." Having again professed his reliance on God, he signified his readiness to depart, and his sufferings were soon ended. The populace, overawed by the soldiers, were dreadfully agitated by this painful spectacle. The shrieks of fainting women were terrible to hear, and the torrents of rain added to the gloom and horror of the scene. When the prisoner was dead, his garments were cut in pieces by the crowd, and his hair was divided as the precious relics of a martyr. At the same hour, and in the same town, the members of the council and the judges were reveling in beastly triumph, and with them the governor, insensible at his cups, was delayed until the execution was over. After his death, his son appealed to the king. The attainder was reversed, and his estate restored to his family.